I'm going to need this lady because she always calms me down. And I think after my conversation with Peter, I'm going to need that today as we have a chat to our fortnightly philosopher from the Ballarat School of Philosophy, Belinda Fife. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning, Brett.
Nice to have you back on the show again.
Thank you.
Are you well?
Always. Virus-free and well.
We like to hear that. We've got a special offer. It sounds a bit like a sale, 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 but we're going to talk about that with the Ballarat School of Philosophy later on. But first, we've got some work to do because you always set us a bit of work with these chats. Recently, we've had a look at patience, of course. I learned a lot from that. Last time we chatted, living in the present, that was a really interesting one. Do you find it interesting to teach that?
I do, because it's just such a foreign concept for most people. We're so used to either thinking about something that's happened during the day or during our lives or planning for something in the future that we forget that the present moment really is all that there is.
You're absolutely right. So those last two topics, do they actually dovetail into the topic of patience that we're going to have a chat about? Or the power of attention, I should say?
Yeah, so absolutely. Everything's kind of interrelated. So the more you get into it, the more you start to see how things relate to each other.
Okay, so when you're teaching your classes, it would be a bit of a journey through these topics that are interrelated.
Absolutely, and particularly the introductory part that people come along to the very first time, there's lots of topics that we cover, but they all interrelate with each other.
Okay.
Pretty much if you stay with the school after that, you just do those same topics in more depth.
Yeah, we'll just explore them. What were you talking to me about the other day? You spent, was it 2 or 3 days on one topic just recently?
That was on patience, yeah. And I really felt at the end of that study day that we had scratched the surface only.
It is quite staggering. Wow. So, Belinda, what happens when you pay attention to something?
Well, this is a really interesting one. When you pay real attention to something, it becomes your whole world for a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're truly in the moment and we're experiencing what it is that we are doing with all of our five senses, there's no time for negative thoughts and worries about the future.
Okay, so if you were, as a lot of people are, worried about the coronavirus at the moment and maybe their financial future and on it goes, if you focused on, can it be something trivial, if you paid attention to it, it would take your mind off your worries?
Absolutely. And most people can probably relate to this at some time in their life. When they've paid attention to whatever it is that they're doing that particular moment, whether it's making a coffee or doing the dishes or the vacuuming or homeschooling or whatever it is that they're actually doing, it becomes all-encompassing. It becomes your whole world. So it stops you from catastrophizing and going off into worries and anxieties.
Sorry, what was that word? Catastrophizing?
Catastrophizing.
I've had someone on Facebook today, they've used the word stuffing. So I've had the word stuffing and catastrophizing in the same 10 minutes. That's quite phenomenal.
And I'm not supposed to calm you down.
You're doing a wonderful job. So give me some examples of what you could do to pay attention and how you would actually go about it, Belinda.
Okay. I'll give you a really practical everyday example.
Good.
Doing the dishes.
Oh, no. Okay.
Most people don't like doing the dishes, but the interesting thing about that is that's an idea. And if we spend our time hating doing the dishes, then we're not actually in the moment. We're in an idea. So if you can engage with the five senses, as you're washing the dishes, you can feel the warmth of the water, you can feel the soap in the water, the cloth on the plate. You can feel whether or not it's actually clean. You can hear, you know, the clink of things together in the sink. You can see what's really happening. So if you're actually really noticing even the soap bubbles as they burst and all that kind of thing, it brings you into the present moment. And in the present moment, you can't worry about things.
So whilst you've been talking for the last 15 seconds, none of us have thought about the virus, have we? Because we've been thinking about the dishes. So are you saying this can...
Every day.
Belinda, are you saying this can be quite liberating in a way?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we've got a little quote here from Eckhart Tolle from his book, Practicing the Power of Now. I don't know if any of your readers have heard of him before, but he's pretty big in the present moment movement.
Okay, Practicing the Power of Now. His name again?
Eckhart Tolle.
Okay, okay. And the quote is...
In your everyday life, you can practice this by taking any routine task that normally is only a means to an end and giving it your fullest attention, so that it becomes an end in itself. For example, every time you walk up and down stairs in your house or place of work, pay close attention to every step, every movement, even your breathing. Be totally present.
So basically, we've got no excuse not to try this, because you can do this with absolutely anything, from doing the dishes, as you mentioned, and I think we're all going to race home today and get a sink load going just to try it. Vacuuming, you mentioned.
I did, even doing the ironing or going for a walk. So even if you're going for a walk, rather than having a constant stream of thoughts talking to you in your mind, notice the feet hitting the ground, notice the nature, notice the wind, all of those kind of things. So giving it your full and fine-pointed attention can really bring you out of yourself.
Belinda, can I just say, I think you went too far with the ironing comment. No, I'm sure it's very doable. Okay, so there we go. There's our homework, if you like, for the next couple of weeks. The power of attention. Stay in the present. Focus on something, and you'll focus so strongly on whatever you're doing, whatever you're looking at, that worries will simply evaporate.
Well, that's the hope anyway.
Yeah, like you're thinking,
so
Belinda Fife.
Try it out, see what happens.
Yeah, okay. Give it a go, the power of attention. Now, Belinda, just before we let you go today, the Ballarat Philosophy School, and indeed the movement worldwide, is offering something pretty special.
We are. In relation or response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Philosophy School globally is actually offering for free online the introductory course. So this is the course that normally people would come along to for 10 weeks of an evening, and we only really run it one evening a week in Ballarat because, you know, that's the workforce that we've got. But now it's being offered online every day of the week, during the day, and every evening, every day of the week.
Goodness, that's good. And it's at the right price of?
Of free.
Free. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And it kicks off when, Belinda?
Week of the 25th of May is the very first week, and people are asked to enrol so that they can ensure that the size of the class doesn't get too big and too unruly.
And the website?
practicalphilosophyaustralia.org.au.
Belinda, I've got to go. I've got to go and get into my homework. You have a great fortnight. We'll check with you soon as our fortnightly philosopher from the Ballarat School of Philosophy, Belinda Fife. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Brad.